Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. It's 5:30. It's Faces for Radio on the VOC Nation, and this is Anthony, along with my boy, my friend, Darty.
Que pasa, chico? What's going on, man? Another beautiful Thursday?
Yeah, man. Rocking a little showdown. You know, I heard you don't know the song, huh?
No, I know the song. It just makes me feel kind of skeezy, to be honest with you.
I'm going to tell you a little story while before we get started. Back in the day when I was in college, play Wii like all the time. It like came out like my last year of college, right? So they came with Wii Sports, you know, you ever play that?
Oh yeah.
So it had like Wii Bowling.
I remember, yeah.
Alright, so we would play this song on like loop for like hours and just play Wii Bowling. And it got like so serious that we used to have like parties and stuff at the house. I used to live in the hockey house my last year of college. And we used to have parties there. And sometimes I'd put the Wii up in, like, the living room during the parties. And what ended up happening was we would do bowling for dollars, bro. So everyone would throw, like, a buck on the table, and you'd play, like, nothing. And then everyone won got the dollars. You'd be going to the bar with, like, 40 bucks on night, man. It was a good time. Good time. So this goes out to all my college friends. Yeah.
Are they listening? Is anyone listening?
I don't know. Are you out there? Is anybody there? If you are there, you can call the number and feel special at 855-VOC-RADIO or 855-862-7234. You can email us or donate at facesforradioshow@gmail.com. That's the same for the PayPal account. Our Facebook is Faces for Radio Show, and, of course, our Twitter that literally nobody goes to is at Faces for Radio 1. Check us out. We're going to start with a toast, and Gartiz will take care of that for us today.
You know, man, every week we find something to toast to. And sometimes there just isn't a reason to toast other than you need a stiff drink every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I think today's just one of those days. So today, no specific toast, just throwing back a good one. And having a good time. Cheers.
Oof. You're a big WWE Network fan, right?
I am a fan, actually.
Well, in the words of Mean Gene Okerlund on Legends House, sometimes you come home, and at the end of the day, your reward's a nice cold drink. Unfortunately, that one was not.
That was not cold. I was wondering where you were going, because that was a hot shot of tequila.
So we got a lot to talk about and nothing to talk about at the same time.
Yeah, that's pretty much the basis of the show.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I wanted to give you, before we got started, since you had made mention of the social media, again, at Faces for Radio 1 for the Twitter, that we are pretty stagnant here with 6 followers. I will say, though, at one point during the last week, we got up to 7. And I was excited about this because I thought, oh, maybe, you know, people are listening. Maybe somebody tells somebody. Maybe something happened. And within about 48 hours, we were back down to 6. So it makes me wonder, do people, like, get on here, just randomly follow people, and then kind of decide they don't want to follow anymore and then take it away? Like, how does this work?
Let me tell you something. When it comes to my most recent experiences in life, anybody who backs out of stuff should just be shot in the face. Like, literally, should just be beaten until they are, like, a bloody mess in front of women and children.
That's harsh.
It is harsh. But you know what? It's people who commit to something and then back out of it, that is weak, dude. I did the wings, right?
You did do the wings.
Right? So if you're going to, like, buy a house, you know, and you say you're going to buy a house, then you should probably do that, not back out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd agree that if you're going to go to that as far as a turnaround and say, hey, I'm going to buy the house, that you should probably buy the house. For some reason, I'm sure if anybody's listening around, they're probably thinking, like, damn, was Gartine's going to buy Anthony's house and he backed out?
No.
Because he sounds really pissed at him right now.
Somebody was. And it put me in a bad mood.
Is that what your realtor said? They were like, Anthony, I'm sorry, but I've got some bad news.
She did say she had bad news. I didn't even think of it. See, we got told once we started looking for the houses. So we go to look at the first house, and then she goes, Anthony, you know, guys, I got bad news for you. I swear to God, that's what she said. I got bad news for you. And I thought she was going to say, like, this house is under contract. All the houses aren't available. No, no. Your house isn't being sold, and you have to start back at step one. Fantastic. Letting dirty-ass people walk through my house day in and day out. So excited for that.
Oh, man. It's good stuff, man.
Yeah, it's great.
You're so pissed.
I'm beyond angry. Like, I'm so furious. I'm trying. I said to you before the show, I'm so mad. I don't want to say a word about it on the show. And it's like, I'm frothing at the mouth right now, Gartiz.
You couldn't help it. I knew the second you started talking, it was just going to come out of your mouth. Like, it had to come out. Like, but do you feel better now?
No, because my house is being sold. Once somebody puts the house under contract, yes, I'll be happy. And the kick in the nuts here is there's a house around the corner that went up like 3 days ago that hasn't been under contract. And once we got that crappy news, we drove home. And what sign was on top of that new house that's been on the market for 3 days? Under contract.
Is there a huge price difference? What's the difference? What?
There isn't much of a difference. And to be honest with you, and I'm not being like pompous, I really think I live in a pretty nice house. Like, if you're coming to my neighborhood and you go in the house, like, it's probably one of the nicer houses you're going to see.
It is a nice home.
I mean, I don't know, man. Enough about me complaining. There's also things to rejoice about.
As in?
The Rangers finally winning a game and not making me feel stupid by getting swept.
Speaking of getting swept in the Rangers, I'm only going to bring this up because with the Rangers winning last night, you know, obviously you said they didn't get swept, won a close game, but hey, they're still in the series and it's still one game at a time.
One game at a time.
Do you know who was the last team to get swept in the NHL Finals?
Was it the Capitals?
It was. The last time, and I believe the only time we've been to the Stanley Cup Finals, and got walloped by the Detroit Red Wings back in their glory days, and 4-0, man, I couldn't believe it.
It's not bad that it happens. Like I get it, man. A team can just be on, make mistakes. You can lose four straight. The issue with me is all the ignorant people who don't watch the sport all year, then watching like, man, this team sucks, man. I know they won the conference final and everything, but jeez, they really suck. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Not even in the slightest. I hate that.
Well, I mean, if you notice, I haven't said a word to you about it because I really don't know. Like, I like to ask you about it. I've kind of caught in and out. And, you know, I'm more of an NBA guy, so I've been paying a little more attention to the NBA finals. But I really haven't said a word about it because, one, I've been on that side of it, and I know what it's like to be all hyped up for a series and then watch a team really kind of, like, not perform or kind of, you know, not even make, you know, just lose the tight ones that you lose and the, you know, that kind of thing. And like you said, man, you hate it when people come up and they're like, oh, man, your team this, your team that. It's like, you know what? Eat a dick.
Yeah, basically, man, just take it down because it's like, dude, I don't understand why, like, half the people on this planet are, like, stupid, and the other people, like, get it. Like, I don't understand. And I know I'm going off topic here. Let's get back onto the Rangers.
So, being that we're on the Rangers again now.
Okay.
Okay, Rangers come back. We're 3-1. We're going back to L.A. What do you realistically expect for the rest of the season? And I'm going to go somewhere with this. Or that's it, rather the series. I'm sorry.
I don't know if I've said this on the air, but I probably said it to you at least. I truly have believed since they've made their, like, turnaround in, like, February, maybe January, whenever it happened, they made their, like, turnaround, that they were a team that wasn't going to get beat in a 4 out of 7. Like, that
right.
I didn't see that a team would be able to beat them. And, I mean, I don't know if – I mean, it's possible. I mean, they have an uphill battle ahead of them. You know, they got to win 3. The Kings got to win 1. At the same time – the Rangers only had one bad game in the series. The Kings haven't had a bad game yet. I mean, they lost the fourth game, but the Rangers lost the first two, and I didn't think the Rangers had a bad game in the first two. They just lost in overtime, which happens. There's going to be a winner and a loser, you know? Sorry about the delay. I heard the delay in your headset.
Yeah, it's coming out now.
Yeah, it's weird.
Am I delayed?
No, not at all.
Now you're back on.
All right, well, let's get back to it.
All right.
I mean, I think the Rangers could win. I think it's possible. Don't know what it's like.
You know what was cool about that? I know it was a delay, but it sounded like a dramatic pause. So it was like you meant to do that. And the reason I bring this up is, one, I brought it, I wanted to mention, it had been said that actually the Kings earlier in the playoffs were actually down 3-0 in the first round to San Jose 1-4-3. It's not like it's impossible. It can be done.
I always think about for Boston Red Sox come back from 3-0 against the Yankees when the Boston Red Sox had that curse on them where they haven't won the World Series in forever.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun to watch, actually. And I'm not much a fan or particularly such.
You used to watch Lost, right?
Yeah, this delay's coming back.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We're just going to have to fuck through it, man.
All right, sack up. Let's go.
All right. So you watch Lost, right?
Lost? Yeah. I watched, I believe, season... I'm pretty much every season. That's somewhere in the last season, halfway through.
Remember in the third season, Jack was, like, kidnapped by the others. And he was in the, cave thing behind the glass wall. Told him that the Yankees, after being 3 ahead against Boston in the World Series, and he was like, yeah, right, I'll never believe anything you say. And then they, like, wheeled in the television and, like, played. Bananas.
Good stuff.
So we need to get started here. We got an important thing to do today.
Before we get to that, I wanted to document here real quick for you our sports predictions.
Okay.
Because, you know, we're just getting started. We're at a time where we started the show and we've had NBA playoffs, we've had NHL playoffs, we're about to start the World Cup, which is actually going on right now. And I think it'd be cool if we started keeping track of our predictions so listeners can either A, follow what we say and bet with us, or B, ignore everything we say and bet completely against us.
Sounds good. I'm gonna update with all our predictions as we come up with them. So what are we predicting here?
So let's go back to this now. We had talked about the NBA finals. So we're going 2000 NBA finals. We both picked the Heat to win that one, right? Heat over the Spurs.
Yeah. Do we have to pick game counts or?
No. We'll just go Heat over Spurs. Doesn't really matter how many.
Okay.
And we'll say both of us. And then finals, I'm assuming you were going with the Rangers.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, so Anthony here picks Rangers. I'm going to be honest with you, dude. I don't know much, but I do watch a lot of SportsCenter, and I can honestly say I was kind of thinking that the Kings would pull it off. But, you know, I just wanted to support my boy. So we'll go Rangers.
All right,
and
man.
Then we got the 2014 World Cup, which is awesome, and I'm super psyched to keep the fans up to date on that and give a little bit of analysis and watch Team U.S. make a good run. And so who's your prediction for the 2014 FIFA World Cup?
I'm going with Italy.
Italy. All right. Yeah, you're Italy. And I... Man, this is a tough one. But I really want Spain to pull this off. So we're going to go...
Well, it's been tweeted, so it's a fact now.
I can delete it. Isn't that what people... Isn't that what celebrities do? They say stupid shit on Twitter and then they delete it?
We're celebrities. We're like double Q. Our life on the double Q list.
So it's like A-list, B-list. We're the Q list?
No, we're double Q.
Double Q? Not even in the section of the alphabet? Jesus. Oh, man. All right.
I bet it's on the B list.
We'll make it there someday, buddy.
Oh, man.
All right, so we're here. And obviously, when the World Series comes, we'll pick that. When the Super Bowl comes, we'll pick that.
What about, we're picking everything, man? So who
Man.
Who do you think is in the French Open?
Who's in the French
Open? I didn't open it last night.
I'm pretty sure.
I was watching last night.
I'm pretty sure it just ended, and Nadal won it. Oh, no, I've... Did the show ever win it?
I hope not. I root against her every time.
That was loud.
Yeah, that's what I don't like her.
I feel like all the women's tennis sound like
a little bit, but not like that.
Dude, do you remember Monica Seles? She had such an awesome grunt.
You know, I used to not watch it.
Dude, your pauses in the headset are amazing.
I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm just talking.
Yeah, but don't start doing the dramatic pauses because then it's just going to drag.
What? I'm so confused. I think it might be the lag.
It is the lag.
Oh.
The lag is making the effect of the dramatic pause. But if you start speaking with a dramatic pause plus the lag...
Oh, man, I get what you're saying. So I got to speak like the Micro Machine guy to sound like normal, right?
The Micro Machine guy. Yes.
All right.
Back to business.
Back to business.
Official Faces for Radio Business. Are we getting to it?
I think it's time for the official business to begin.
So, for those listeners who were not with us last week, the Faces for Radio proudly present to you the Faces for Fame. It is a memorial to famous or illustrious individuals chosen by us. Because we pretty much think they're cool and deserve to be recognized. We've had, last week we talked about multiple categories over the following weeks that we'll discuss. We'll put together a collection of nominees thought about by us. Also, taking some suggestions from the Faces for Radio Nation. You know, you can tweet us your nominations at Faces for Radio 1. You can email us at facesforradioshow@gmail.com. Believe it or not, we actually got a nomination through the Gmail.
I do believe it.
Yeah,
it was from Conservative Pundit John.
It was Conservative Pundit John.
I can't wait till Conservative Pundit John talks in and we could talk politics.
Oh, that's going to be fun one day.
Yeah.
Because Clueless Gartiz is going to enjoy that one.
Well, I'm going to give a little spoiler. Gartiz had an idea that we should give him, because I'm really into politics, and he said that I should give him a test to figure out where he is on the political spectrum, even though I could pretty much figure it out without having to test him. But I think we're going to have to make this.
Are you making assumptions because I'm Spanish?
No, I'm making assumptions because you're one of my best friends and I talk to you all the time. Okay, so sports athletes, right? Category one. So we're going to go over the nominees.
Our first category, like Anthony mentioned over here, was athletes and sports personalities. All right, we got a list. We narrowed it down to four.
Yeah,
we're keeping it at four.
Well, who are all the nominees? Because we have a few, right? Let's go through the nominees and then we'll cut them as need be.
Well, I feel like these are the four that made the final cut, and we'll go from there. Okay, so. We'll start off with Pete Rose.
All right. Let's talk a little Pete Rose here. I don't know a lot about him besides he got tombstoned by Kane. However, I do know that...
Twice.
Twice. Embarrassing. I do know that he had some sort of record, and what ended up happening was he like bet on a baseball game, and then he wasn't allowed in the Hall of Fame because he was on the baseball game. I know I'm close, but you can clarify.
I mean, pretty much. Pete Rose is the all-time major league leader in hits.
That's pretty.
All right, he's got 4,256 hits. He's the league leader in amount of games played in 3,562. That's 13,053, and outs with 10,328. He won three.
Wait, I thought Cal Ripken Jr. had the most games played
consecutive. Game.
Oh.
He's got most games played.
Okay. All right.
All right. Won 3 World Series rings, 3 batting titles, 1 MVP, 2 Gold Gloves. He was the Rookie of the Year and 17 All-Star appearances in 5 different positions.
Dude, I'm going to sound like an idiot here, but I have to ask because I'm really hoping that it's what I'm thinking it's not. Gold Gloves, not as in boxing, right?
No.
Okay. What is that like? You catch a lot of outs in the outfield or something?
No, Golden Gloves is an award given. It's basically a defensive award. You're basically the best defensive player at your position.
That's pretty impressive record there.
Yeah, and then after he retired as an active player, he essentially he was permanently banned from baseball after being accused of gambling on baseball games that he was playing in and managing, including for and against his own team. And in 1991, the Baseball Hall of Fame formally voted to ban him, make him permanently ineligible from induction. As in, this guy will never get into the professional Hall of Fame. All right.
Let's discuss this because you know what, man? Originally, I always thought that he on himself to win. So I was like, dude, that's not really that big of a deal, man. How is that, you know, how is that against the rules, bro? Like, you're supposed to win. So, like, that's your job. But betting against, that's a little bit of a different story there, pal.
Yeah, I mean, he's denied the allegations. And, you know, these charges have been brought up. And I'm kind of looking through it now to see if anything has changed about that.
And this is really why probably the Baseball Hall of Fame and him is even discussion. Because if he's betting, there's no reason that other people aren't betting. And how do you know that all his records aren't BS? Like, how do you know he doesn't have the most hits because people lobbed him the most balls? I mean, like, I'm saying a lot. But even if it happens a few times, I mean, you're making records here.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, again, that kind of goes back to what we talked about last week with that paparazzi and like the Jonah Hill conspiracy. That's kind of taking it too far to think that all these pitchers were involved in these.
But I'm saying even if one of them was, then that taints any record.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you completely. But he's always denied it. He's always the case. And what really bothers me about all this is, okay, you got your allegations. There's no real proof, just lots of allegations. Someone has some evidence somewhere about it. And I'm not an expert on the scenario, so if anybody does know, please call in, email me the facts. All right. But when you the Hall of Fame saying you're not eligible, because, and then after all the fiasco with steroids and that whole era, people like Roger Clemens, Alex Rodriguez, Mark McGwire, all these kind of people who are then still eligible, it's kind of, I mean, I have a feeling it's going to be one of those things where the guy's going to end up having to pass away before he gets let into the Hall of Fame.
Well, I think he will eventually get into the Hall of Fame. I feel like it was banned for life ever in anything.
But you know what's messed up, man, is the guy was actually voted as an outfielder to the Major League Baseball All-Century team and was one of the 100 greatest players to ever play the game as voted by the fans. And the Hall of Fame won't let him in. So let's figure, why not make him eligible for the Faces for Fame?
Well, like I said, man, we don't have a stamp. But if we did, it would go, because it's approved.
All right.
Who's next?
Next up is the round rebound.
Did you just make that up?
Nah, man, that's his nickname. That's one of his nicknames. Sir Charles Barkley. I'm pretty sure he was actually knighted.
I love this guy. He was going to be my choice if Derek didn't pick him.
Well, he was definitely picked people on the panel. The guy is awesome. He's just been an awesome personality. As far as a player himself, he was one of the best power forwards to ever play the game. He was drafted in 1984 by the 76ers, where he became famous, man. The guy was all NBA a bunch of times, second team a bunch of times, an all-star appearances. He was an all-star MVP. He was voted league MVP.
Bro, and it was the sickest dunk on NBA Genesis.
At NBA Jam or NBA Live?
It was an EA NBA game, but it was live.
Really?
Yeah.
He was awesome. But more so than his – we'll keep going back through some of his stats. One of the 50 greatest players in NBA history. He won Olympic gold with part of the Dream Team. He is actually a two-time inductee for the National Basketball Hall of Fame. And then really an awesome interview. And then he's taken those skills and those people skills and that wit – and kind of parlayed it into being probably the most entertaining analyst of any sport on any network. The guy is just awesome. And I know you have a particular soft spot for the guy just for being so opinionated, considering all the controversies and nonsense we've talked about.
Yeah, and it's not so much that he is opinionated, but it's the fact that he's unapologetic for it. And I really think he's just – he is the quintessential ideal of how an American should like be, like just let just says what they want to say and feels how they want to talk. Not ready for it. I don't mean he's ignorant in a dumb way. I just mean like, you know, he just says things sometimes that are off color, but he cares. He's off. It's awesome.
He's a lot of fun to listen to, man. And it's probably the best part of watching him is when he says he kind of look at him like,
are you serious?
Like, what did you just say? like with this whole thing about San Antonio. Did you hear his latest tirade about San Antonio?
No.
And about the San Antonio women?
I'm so excited.
Oh, man. And we talked about, you know, San Antonio had some of the ugliest women.
Yeah,
in the
that's
country.
How this whole thing came up, like, weeks ago.
Did you hear the joke about when the Mexican guy came up to him? He said, man, out here in San Antonio, we love our BMWs. BMWs said, yeah. Mexican women, man.
It's not Opie and Anthony.
Was it? Because I heard it from Barkley.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, this guy, the next day, called up Opie and Anthony and, like, said that.
Oh, well, he definitely got it from these guys.
That's just like a saying in San Antonio.
I'm sure it is, man. I mean, Texas is just a big, obese state anyway.
All right, well, I don't think we need to spend much more time on his nomination because I don't think of we have how many nominees total?
We have four.
Four. She'd almost. I doubt anyone's mind that he's getting in. So we should just put him his ass in. Just say he's in that night, and we'll pick him the other.
Says like he's just that good. Like we like him that much.
He's the first. Like he is what the game should represent.
That's deep, man.
It is. And we have good nominees, and I still think another one should get in. But I feel like it's so lopsided that Charles Barkley is one of the host few who gets, like, a final say. Like, I think it's not fair, and we should just put him in.
All right. We'll discuss it. And let's keep moving along.
Yeah, bring that back up next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about that one again.
All
right. Next up, we have Mr. Jim Rome. Really?
Yeah.
See, there's been something about Jim Rome that just irks me. He just kind of irks me. But on the same token as, like, he does tend to say whatever the heck he wants to say, and he's very unapologetic about it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like Jim Rome. I just like his few, like, really funny clips. And I like the idea of that type of a person for the Faces of Fame.
Well, I think most people know him for his Jim Everett, Chris Everett incident.
Yeah, which is hilarious. I didn't even know who Chris Everett it was until you told me. I always saw it. I saw the thing like 50 times. I didn't even know what the hell he was talking about.
Well, yeah, Chris Everett was a female, and it's actually Chris Evert, pronounced it's close pronunciation, but she's a 10th Sinister. And then you had Jim Everett, who apparently roamed like busting his balls, man. And then Jim Everett decided just to get up and whoop that tail.
I don't think it's right that Jim talks smack about tennis.
Well, he was using it in kind of an effeminate way. You know what I mean? He was like comparing the NFL quarterback to a female tennis player.
Dude, he's lucky he didn't do that in 2014. That guy wouldn't have a job anymore.
What are you talking about? Then we'd have a controversy to talk about for an entire hour.
I'm saying, but like, he's good for him. He didn't do it, not for us.
Well, and that, here, this is a good one. You might like this one. In 1997, hockey legend Gordie Howe announced an attempt to play a shift with the International Hockey League Detroit Vipers. I don't know if you remember this.
No.
Okay. Which would allow Howe to claim to have played professional hockey for 6 decades. Rome challenged the 69-year-old ex-hockey star, offering a bounty of $3,000 to any player against him to take him out of the game, permanently saying, "Put this old fool back to reality." Rome clarified that the statements were a joke. That was full. Because if you're going to set a freaking bounty,
because we need context to that. Because to me, it sounds like a joke. It sounds like one of his rants. Gordie Howe, you're going to play hockey? I'll tell you, $50,000, take that guy out personally. Like, during one of his, like, things. Like, not context for that.
We might have to look and do some research, because that sounds like one of those eat, sleep, tweet, delete type moments.
We're going to have to look into this headset problem is what we're going to have to look into.
Am I sounding funny?
A little bit here and there. Just cut, just a delay.
See, you're delayed too occasionally, and then it kicks right back in.
I'm going to have to fix this on camera. How many more nominees do you got? Just one?
We got one.
All right. I approve him. Do you have a problem with him?
With who?
Rome being on the list?
No, not at all. Stamp them. All
right. So we got to get to the last one. And then, oh, you know what, man? I got a better stamp. Stamp of approval.
Weak-ass cluck.
Weak-ass cluck. So, sorry. Jim Rome, Charles Barkley, Pedro Cuatro.
The last one is Marty McSorley.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, you're going to talk to me a little bit about this, because this is more in your area of hockey. Why would a guy like Marty McSorley face his profession?
Hit me up so you can go through his stats.
I do have the wiki up.
All right, so start with that, and then I'll get into the spiel.
Okay, so I'm looking at, wow, got a long career. Okay, I'm in the stats here. What am I looking at?
He was just like one of like the like tightest defensemen. He was like really, he was really good, and then like he was always considered like a really, really like hard defenseman. And then he basically do you remember on the news there was a guy who like swung his hockey stick at somebody's head and like it hit him in the helmet, and the guy like went down like a sack of bricks and he like got a concussion?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Did you see the video?
I might have back in, but again, hockey, I don't attempt to.
Well, you didn't nominate this person. I didn't nominate this person. So the person who nominated this person clearly nominated him for that. And we are going to go to the video. So you yeah. The commercials, YouTube now.
You know what ticks me off? You know I'm finishing up grad school, so I'll find some of these like concentration music videos that are like an hour, 2 hours long, so I can do my work to them. And like 30 minutes into it, my music will cut off.
He did.
What does this happen?
Show the. They're gonna show the replay.
That guy looks like he is out. Was he wearing a helmet?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was.
Well, he knocked his helmet clear off.
This is like a really big deal when this happened.
Oh, I mean, it's assault. It's saying here he got charged with assault.
Yeah, well, that's what happened.
And there was like 2 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, there was like no reason for it. It was like completely ridiculous.
completely uncalled for.
Dude, that was the last game he'd play because he got suspended for a whole year and then never played another NHL game.
Yeah, you know, when did it happen? What was the date of that?
Oh, it was in 2000.
They got a replay of it. I feel like I've seen it like 100 times.
I mean, he's just...
I really don't know why we're putting this guy on the list, man. Now, I think he was a good...
Well, you know, we were looking for personalities. We're going to have to talk to the person. You know what? I don't want to insult him too much. It was, I believe it was sent in by the judge, and I don't want any sanctions or levies brought down on the Faces for Radio.
Oh, the judge? This is the judge's nominee?
I believe so.
Are they not going to show the replay here?
Come on, man.
This is ridiculous. Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Look, from behind, too.
Oh!
I mean, that's ridiculous, dude. Like, that's so inappropriate.
And his head bounced off of the freaking ice.
Man.
There was no point to that whatsoever.
Yeah, that's... okay, so...
So, the stand,
well,
he seems kind of like a douche.
Here's the deal, man. We got a big show next week. I don't know if you realize it, but next week's going to be the big...
Ooh.
I know. We'll get him working after the commercial break. What we're going to do is we're going to put Mark tentatively.
Okay.
We're going to let the judge, because he's going to come on next week. I knew that. Have him scheduled to be here for the power hour.
Yeah, so I got to get dressed up again?
No.
I thought we needed to be official when the judge came in.
Dude, the judge... Okay.
Oh, is he officiating the power hour?
Yeah.
Nice.
So, we're going to get him to come in. He can explain... we'll put him on tentatively, and then we'll see what happens. Next week, what's our category, brother?
That's an excellent... looking that up to see where we were going to go next... With the Faces for Fame Week 2.
I want a fun one, like a really fun one if we're doing a power hour.
I know, but I have no idea where I put this plan.
Well, we said it in the last episode.
We did say it in the last somewhere, and I'm not sure where I wrote it down.
It was on one of the runs.
It definitely was.
Whatever. We'll come back from break, and then we'll get fixed and everything else, all right? No? Yes?
Yes.
All right. We'll come back after the break. Hopefully our mics will be okay. We'll come back with our last category and other nonsense.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. It is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
RF Video is the world's leading distributor of pro wrestling merchandise and DVDs. They have over 5,000 wrestling titles to choose from your favorite wrestling promotions, WWE, TNA, ECW, and every wrestling promotion in between. RF Video is famous for their shoot interview series where they sit down with your favorite wrestlers from around the world, including the biggest names, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Terry Funk, just to name a few. RF Video has many other unique DVDs to offer, like their in-ring series, face-off DVDs, best-of DVDs with your favorite wrestlers from every promotion around the world. Check out their sister video on demand website, rfvideonow.com, or you can purchase any of RF Video's DVDs by going to rfvideo.com. Head there today.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Dougie Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Be stroking.
And we're back. It's very sexual.
That's what I be doing.
Let me ask you.
Yeah. You know this song, Darcy?
Of course I know this
what
song.
Dude, this song
be?
Is filthy.
Do you like to make love?
It's a great song. Have you ever, like, listened to the words?
Have you ever made love just before
no, I don't
breakfast?
Think I really have. I mean, I know the words, but...
Have you
ever
made love
such a fun
while
song.
You watch the Late Late Show?
I don't understand what it means.
Well, let me ask you this.
Me don't understand what it means.
Have you ever made love on a cop?
Well, he's talking about making love, right?
Well, I'm asking you this. Have you ever made love on
but
the
then he talks about stroking.
Car?
And I don't think stroking means what we think stroking.
I remember one time I made love.
I think
on
he means he's getting that
car,
deep stroke, man. That not stroke himself.
But he does. He does allude to stroking himself.
That's what I'm doing. I be stroking.
I think it's right when he comes back from the first chorus. He says something like, I'm in my car by myself, stroking.
Well, it's kind of odd. He says I'm stroking to the east and stroking to the west. He's going to hurt himself pulling in different directions, man.
I was at a karaoke bar one night. And there was buddies were there, and there's this one guy who's like a really shy dude, and somebody put this song on, and they kept calling him by his first and last name, so they'd be like, Gartiz, did you make love last week? Hey Gartiz, when was the last time you made love?
I stroke it to the east.
It might be that you're planning on making love tonight.
I am.
Just remember, when you start making love, you make it hard, long, soft,
short,
be stroking.
Stroking.
That's what I be doing.
I be stroking.
That's like sound advice right there.
Pretty good.
I stroke it to the teeth, and I stroke it
I just want to keep listening
best,
to like, the words
to the
song.
The woman that I love the best.
That's crazy how picking such a great song. that we end up listening to.
Now, when I start
a lot
making love to my woman,
it's just like, it's just a good song.
Speaking
of which, man, surprisingly enough, conservative Chapa requested and actually asked this to be better rap than this.
Yes,
really?
Yeah.
It doesn't strike me as something that conservative pundits would be in.
That's a stereotypical view of conservative.
That is probably why I need a quiz to be aligned.
And you do?
Because I think I follow, I think I'm just basing my judgment off a lot of stereotypes.
It is.
But we are going to come back with, back to that tone, we are going to come back soon. With I listen to better rap than you. I have an album on the back burner that I got to kind of go through a couple times to make sure it's worth it. You mentioned you had something you want to put out there.
I have a couple.
Working on something, trying to get some possibility live guest. Taking that segment with us. So it'll be back. Conservative Pundit John, please. Appreciate the listening and be patient with us. It will be back.
You know what would be awesome? Conservative Pundit John gave us an album for I Listen to Better Rap Than You Do.
That would be great, because I'd be really interested to hear what a conservative pundit would listen to as far as rap music goes. And let me explain something to you, because the first time we did, I got a little bit of backlash from some people that had were listening to the show, and they kind of gave me crap for saying that that Onyx CD, which what they thought was, you know, that I was trying to say that it was some kind of classic album, or that Onyx was like one of these all-time great groups. And I never said that. I never said that was part of the show, part of the segment, or the gig. What it is strictly when I'm driving down the street and I'm stopped at a red light and I'm blasting music, the rap I'm listening to is better than rap you're listening to in your. I never said it had to be a classic album. I never said it had to be, you know, Nas, you know, Illmatic or anything like that. It has to be better than what you're listening to. That's all.
So you're not a Drake fan, is what you're saying?
You know what, man? I can honestly say I'm not a fan, but I can say that there are times when he writes things that I feel are creative, or he does like things that catch my ear, and I'm like, you know what? If this guy didn't come off as such a douche, I might actually enjoy his music.
Dude, that the R&B song he does is straight baby making music, and
yeah,
that is a good ass song.
And this is what gets me, man. If he stays in that lane, I don't think it would bother me one bit. It's when he goes hard. By the way, speaking of that song, I know what song you're talking about. Did I ever play for you that video to that song?
I've seen it before.
It's like the like you said, baby making music. But the video is so gangster, it just doesn't go with it. Like, if you put the video on mute, you would think it was, like, the hardest song ever. And then you press play, and you're like, what the hell is this? Like,
bro,
what are you talking about?
The guy from Degrassi never will be hard, bro. I can't stress that enough.
Did you know that his character was in a wheelchair because he got shot?
I never seen that show before.
I never seen it either. I just read that somewhere, and I found that to be interesting. But whatever.
Going on, we're going home.
I kind of lost. I've lost a little respect for him when some other person wonder YOLO or whatever, and he got really upset about it, talking about that's my motto. Like, really, because you made that up.
What, YOLO?
Yeah. Somebody used it, or somebody said something along those lines. Like, he made that up. Oh, that's my motto. It's like, no, dude, that's been around for a while.
Yeah, it has been around for a long time.
Did I ever play for you, Crooked Eye? He did a version of his of that called Yodo.
I think so.
Say you only die once, which I feel way more appropriate.
It is.
Considering that a lot of people do stupid things based off YOLO.
We got a caller on the line.
Get out of here.
We do.
I take
from my neck of the woods.
Really?
It's one of two people.
I mean, there's only three that listen to the show, so... Go ahead, take a minute.
All right, I'm going to guess that it is someone from Long Island.
Yes, and I'm probably the most dangerous man from Long Island, not named Chris Wyman or Matt Serra.
Yeah, I heard your fists are deadly weapons.
Yes, they are. So I've been told.
So you've been stroking.
Oh, let's not. get into that.
Deadly fists.
That's a personal question. But how you fellas doing today?
Pretty good, man. How are
great.
You?
Well, I was doing okay. I was planning on calling for another reason because we spoke last week, and I remember you telling me nobody could beat the Rangers in a 7-game series, and they're down 3-1. And you was telling me that the Miami Heat were going to win, and they're down 2-1. But
yeah,
I was at jiu-jitsu practice not too long ago, and I got a text message from Brady, and Brady texted me that JTG had been released from WWE, and it crushed me inside. And I had to talk to somebody about it.
Holy crap, hold on. There's two JTG fans out there?
Yes. I figured Anthony would understand.
Jobber Kennel is getting very empty.
Well, let me tell you, man, when he first told me, you know, when we first met and we started talking wrestling, and it was like, oh, man, this guy knows wrestling, too. And we're talking wrestling, drinking a couple beers at a bar, shooting the shit and whatnot. And next thing you know, we start talking about favorite wrestlers, and this guy brings out JT. I seriously thought he was messing with me. I was like, this guy's got the greatest sense of humor. I love this guy. Seriously, who is it? He was like, no, JTG's great. I was like, no, seriously, who do you like? And he's really stuck. So I'm going to sit back and let you guys talk about this, really, because I'm curious, because I never saw it, man. I never. So convince me.
Go ahead, Derek.
I was going to say, it's funny you mentioned, you know, sitting around talking about your favorite wrestlers, because one time I think I was at like a Buffalo Wild Wings or something, and there was a group of guys I went to college with, played football with, and we're talking, and we're naming our favorite wrestlers. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I kind of like JTG. Now, I'm a black guy, so I'm pretty sure they were expecting me to say it. So when I say JTG, they kind of look on his face like, yeah, of course. I'm like, no, not for the reasons you think, not because he's black. Like, if you pay attention to him, if you look at him in the ring, he's pretty good, you know, for it's just that he's stuck with a crappy gimmick, and he couldn't really show off his ring skills because he was too busy, you know, doing all the outdated hip-hop dances of that time.
Well, to be honest with you, Derek, I kind of like the gimmick. I mean, I thought he was much better as like a ring person than Shad by a mile, and it was a shame because you knew right off the bat like what they were going to do. They always do the bigger guy over the little guy, but then they kind of picked the big guy, fired him, just kind of threw the little guy in like a storage closet for like 3 years.
I didn't know he still had a job until they fired him today. I thought he was gone.
We knew.
Yeah, we have this thing we talk about on In the Room, Gartiz. It's called the Jobber Kennel, and it's all these people that like don't get a fair shake in WWE. Basically, at least like that's what me and Dick kind of think of it as.
Yeah.
And the Jobber Kennel has emptied out today.
Yes. Everybody's gone. I mean, they even hit close to home. I mean, it's raining here on Long Island because, you know, they fired Curt Hawkins. So all we have left is Zack Ryder. I mean, they hit close to home today.
Yeah, man. Hawkins, they got rid of Tatsu, who I like. They got rid of Brodus Clay. Teddy Long, who I can't believe they got rid of him.
Well, apparently his contract just expired and he just didn't resign. But I'll tell you this. I know you just mentioned that he still got Zack Ryder left. I come up this time of the year, 2016, and Zack Ryder will be on the list too. So he's not going to be around much longer.
Probably. Besides JTG, the person who kind of shocked me the most was Drew McIntyre, because, you know, he's pretty good. He has the look they like. I think the only thing he did was marry a crazy woman, and Tiffany. And,
yeah,
like,
I feel bad.
You know,
I feel bad for him.
That was it.
JTG tweeted today, damn, why I pick up my phone?
That's right, brother. He's probably nervous all day today when he saw those names start coming out.
Oh, yeah. They got, who else they get rid of? They got rid of Camacho, who I kind of liked.
Camacho, yeah.
They got rid of
Brodus
Clay. Oh, and
Evan Bourne, who's a wash.
I don't ever feel bad when they release these guys that I haven't seen in 2 or 3 years that I don't realize are there.
Well, Sometimes it's not the guy's fault. It's the booker's fault. And Evan Bourne's fault, it's injury's fault.
Well, he apparently got into a pretty nasty car accident while he was on suspension
for substance, or not for substance, for a wellness, and then that's just kind of the end of it. So.
Yeah, I mean, you look at a guy like Camacho, I feel bad for him because they tried to make him a Mexican, and the guy is clearly Tongan. Haku is his dad, and he couldn't get it over with, so they punished the guy. You know, God forbid you can't play a Mexican when you're Tongan. How dare he not get over it?
Yeah, and you know what? His gimmick in NXT actually was, I thought, was getting better every week.
You know, man, speaking of all these things, kind of change the subject the same way. I'm just looking through Bleacher Report. It kind of had an interesting topic. Your boy, changing topics here on the UFC. You know your boy Chael Sonnen announced retirement.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. He went through quite a little controversy over the last week or so.
Chael Sonnen's not my boy. I don't really like Chael Sonnen.
I thought you liked Chael Sonnen.
No, I don't really like him. I think he's a big... kind of like, I just like when he fights because he gets it shut.
Not always. He only got it shut twice.
That's right.
He only got it shut twice.
I don't like Chael Sonnen because he can talk. You know, he has the gift of gab. And I think that makes people believe he's better than he really is. Like, his claim to fame was almost beating Anderson Silva in a fight he failed a drug test for taking steroids in. Like, he's not as good as a fighter as you would think if you listen to him speak. And I loved watching Silva beat him up. I loved watching John Jones beat him up and Rashad Evans. I was hoping Vitor would kick his head off, but that's not going to happen because he failed another drug test and then he retired.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thinking about the drug test, and I'm interested to see your take on this now. So, he guy was on steroids, just like a bunch of other old guys now. They got on the testosterone replacement therapy, which is basically a way to make you just live naturally, like allow you to live by giving you natural testosterone because your body can't produce testosterone due to steroids. All right? You know what? We'll get into this next week because we don't have much time left, do we?
Yeah, we only have 2 minutes.
Oh, snap. All right. Well, we'll get into this next week because I'm sure there's going to be more to this as we go. After giving up an own goal, Brazil scores 2 and takes the opening game of the World Cup. I believe looks like here a score of 2-1 over Croatia started.
Croatia just tweeted, "Damn, why my goalie sucks."
Oh, and I apologize. It's actually 3-1.
All right, we got to get out of here. Derek, thank you for calling in, brother.
No problem. I'm interested in this whole TRT thing, so I'm going to try to call back earlier next week so I can, you know, hear what you
guys
say.
Yeah, we'll start off with it.
Yeah, hopefully a little more comes out about it as the story kind of develops, and we'll talk. Because it's an interesting topic. It's going to affect a lot of guys. As it keeps getting worse.
Oh, Derek, just so you know, next week we're doing Power Hour on the show. So you should get a couple of you, and you can with us.
I will, and I apologize ahead of time if I say anything crazy.
So, all right, man. So, guys, check us out on Twitter, at FacesForRadio1. Email us at FacesForRadioShow@gmail.com. Check out our Facebook, Faces for Radio Show. And also, there's a PayPal if you'd like to donate is the same as the Gmail account. And as always, Gartiz,
if the gimmick ain't working,
change the gimmick.